Welcome back to When's Lunch, the exclusive, the only podcast done in the balcony. The CDC said so. Health yeah. officials, just anybody who's anybody has said so. And I can't deal with your sighing. Our guest has rather sensual size, just leaning back, just.
He knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
He knows a thing or two.
I have a big cock.
Jesus Christ. Matheson, let's give a round of applause for our friend Christian. Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? Good to be back. When did we do our last one? Like a couple months ago?
A couple months ago, but you're just going to need to lean in. Look.
Yeah, lean in. What did we do our last one? A couple months ago? 3 months ago?
Probably about 3 months ago. And I was telling you right before this started that we quite literally did zero prep for this, zero notes.
Well, and that's what we did for our last one, too.
I don't want to say
it at all, but I think that's the beauty of us and
the beauty of
being
us.
A Taurus. I think it really Taurus. Resembles my
Get the fuck out of here.
That's the fourth time you brought up being a Taurus.
Oh, well, I don't want to offend you, but
I am.
It wouldn't offend
but
you.
But I think that is just kind of like my sign, like the like goofiness and the silliness and the quirkiness and you know, just like being me. What were you saying?
Why are you sitting like that?
He's a Taurus, dude. He just told us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
Well, I want to hear what's going on with you, man.
Dude,
catch us up for a little bit.
You look comfy.
Well, I'm very comfortable. I also brought the turtleneck out, the baggy one. ASOS is the one. I'm a partner with them.
You're a partner.
Give me my money, ASOS. Yeah. I'm kidding.
To be fair, I understand.
To
be fair, the last episode started as mostly us pitching you for brand deals.
And you know how much money I made since then?
Yeah.
Tell
us the exact number you made. Like, gross, not net.
Oh, man, it's pretty gross, dude. I made a lot. Kidding, dude. I have no money. I'm kidding. No, I'm pretty rich.
We're 3.5 minutes in. We are fucking off the rails immediately.
So you know, life's been good. But, you know, it's not about the money. I mean, God, is money good? Yeah. Do we take it? Sure. Is it about the money? No. I think it's about all the smiles that you can bring on your fans' faces, Spencer. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. I sense just like a couple, maybe 5% of sarcasm, but there's no sarcasm from my side,
oh,
I think.
Oh, no, God, no. I just want to make sure that they're good and you're good.
First of all, how dare you? Do you think he would be an ounce sarcastic?
Yeah.
Do you think that he has any sarcasm in him?
I think that I'm a good guy.
Yeah, I think he's a good guy, too. And he's a Taurus.
Yeah.
He probably had a Taurus at one point. And...
You know, I've done a good job of not drinking recently. I thought I'd toot my own horn. I went here. Listen to this.
Where did that come from?
Well, I've been wanting to talk about it, and I thought if you guys weren't going to ask me, I'll just say it.
Well, I was about to. That was my next question.
I'll say it. I went a whole weekend besides Saturday of not drinking.
So you didn't drink Friday, or you didn't drink Sunday.
Well, is Thursday considered the weekend?
No.
Okay.
So you went Friday and Sunday without drinking?
Yeah.
Dude. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I feel great. I feel like a human.
You broke that streak tonight.
Yeah. No, come on, man.
Monday night, dude.
Monday fun day.
Monday fun day. Sponsored by Dezo. We love Dezo.
Oh,
we do
God,
love Dezo.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing about Dezo. It's fucking, it's so good.
That's one thing I always say.
Well, here's the cool thing about Dezo.
It is so fucking good.
Tim, one of the partners... And Thomas, good friends of mine, they're really good guys.
Shouts out to those guys.
I didn't even know you knew Tim.
Tim is awesome. Tim and I work together, obviously, for the podcast. And he's just the coolest guy in the world.
He's a really nice guy. Yeah. One of the first guys I met on TikTok.
Really?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a TikToker?
Yeah, like one of the first like influencer friends that I had. And they're all just so great.
Mm.
Oh, every single one of them.
Every one of your influencer friends?
Every single time you meet an influencer, you're like, God, you're great. Right?
No. Wait, what?
No, they're all great. They're all really genuine and stuff. It's pretty cool.
And really interesting.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, what you see is what you get.
If there's one thing that I could say about influencers in general, it'd be
nice.
It'd be honesty. It'd be genuine.
Yeah.
It'd be It would
Well, that's like this the thing. You got to believe everything you see on the internet.
Wait, right? You're saying you want more honesty from them?
No, I'm saying that that's the first thing I think.
Okay,
you
so
think
we're still honesty, in sarcasm land.
Genuinity?
Genuinity.
You guys are still in sarcasm.
No, dude. Right? How dare you? First of all, genuinity.
Genuinity.
Is, I think that's the TikTok slogan.
Well, I think that's like
TikTok,
kind of,
genuinity.
I think that's kind of our thing. That's why we do it. I don't think it's for any personal
Yeah, it's not for personal gain.
Actually, you know? Question. Do you guys want to get together and watch the Bryce Hall, Austin McBroom fight card?
That didn't happen already?
No, it happens in June. We're going to watch it.
Oh, my God.
You want to watch it together?
Well, we're actually on the
How
card.
How stupid is that? We're talking about that right now. We're, how fucking stupid is that? That's awesome.
Did you?
We're
did,
on stupid talk right now.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
How stupid are we, dude? Talking about that shit. Thank I feel you. Dumb. Let's go. What else have we got going? Should we smoke some pot?
Thank you for tuning
I mean,
in.
You know,
That was Christian Veerling.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming for the 10-minute Wen's Lunch.
But speaking about TikTok, is your TikTok's been doing really well lately?
I've never been on TikTok.
You're on. He's on TikTok now.
Yeah, you're a liar.
We were just talking about it before the podcast started.
I don't think so.
And it's actually doing really well, man, and it's good to see it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yours is doing good, too.
Yeah. It's not all about me.
Well.
I mean, it is.
Tell us, give us a 6 minute and 43 second synopsis of your life. In the past 4 months.
4 months?
Yes.
What a fucking... Why four?
Because that's, 20, that's 2021.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, God. We're 4 months into 2021.
Yeah, it's not good.
Dude, it's actually been... It's been kind of crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's...
You're
really
on the
cool
clock,
story.
By the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, this will give you a perspective. I'm at the... I told you guys before, but I was at the... I was thrifting in LA at the Trading Post.
Cool.
And... Yeah, that's cool. And
I was agreeing.
Yeah, no, and I'm doing it right. And then this girl sees me, right? And she's like, oh my God, you're famous. And I'm like, I don't look at myself as famous, just like really hot and shit. but I was like, yeah. And she's like, blah, blah, blah. So she gets a photo of me. Everyone heard her scream. So everyone's looking at me. And she goes, oh, by the way, I love your fucking videos with those ducks. And that's when I knew
she fucked up
that she thought I was Two Turn Tony. So
how that
if
you
feel?
Think
my life has been crazy in 4 months, it hasn't. it's kind of sucked.
give us a sucky detail or two.
Yeah,
no,
come on.
No, honestly, it doesn't suck. I'm just being a fucking goofball. It's been great, dude. I mean, life's been going well. Work's going well. Passionate about things, which is good.
You want to dig in a little bit?
Like, what kind of things?
Yeah, it's like a little sad here and shit, dude.
Well, what are you passionate about? Like,
well, because for a long time, you know, you can be like, God, I'm not really motivated. I don't have anything I'm passionate about.
Right.
And then in 1 year, your whole life could turn around, dude. That's when I started TikTok. And now I'm just fucking grooving and moving.
Grooving and moving.
And it's a fucking blur because you don't really even understand it when you're in it. But my life, it moves fast.
Yeah.
Wait till 3 years. Am I going to be here? On Wen's Lunch, not on life. I'm happy, dude.
Absolutely, you're going to be here. In 3 years, you're going to 1,000,000% be here.
It might be your show by then, to be honest.
Are you guys still going to be doing it till then?
That's the plan.
This is a lifelong endeavor.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to continue to do it until, obviously, you pass away first. And
that's just an honest statement.
I know you're,
and I agree.
Until I know your girlfriend guy, and I have not met her yet, and I hope she's doing well. And I know
she's doing fantastic.
Okay, good.
She's in Hawaii.
But you're not girlfriend guy.
I'm not girlfriend guy.
Are you swagging on chicks or no?
Oh, he's trying.
I'm attempting.
Go in detail. Attempting.
Okay, let's get into it. I don't care.
are you? What is your? Are you keeping up with astrology?
I've been actually trying, and that's not a joke.
Yeah.
I had lunch with a former Wen's Lunch alumni, SJ, the other day, and we actually did kind of get deep into astrology in our talks.
When you went into astrology, did you go into your relationship as well?
No, we just talked about what my sign means for me. Right. And this is not a joke. This actually
you're rising.
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
So
it's hot.
Thank you.
But like. For the chicks thing and the swagging on the whims,
are you
kind of like mentioning astrology in there a little bit because you know they like
do you think
that.
I should?
Oh sure, yeah. I think that it's really important.
Oh, we have an audience member that agrees.
If I'm at a bar, right? If I'm at a bar and I'm totally striking out, right? And
does that happen often?
Oh yeah, it really does. I and then you bring up what's your sign, and the whole fucking conversation just fucking. Flies into this another fucking dimension of stars and galaxies and shit. And now
You're going. So you're back talking to her, my
and
language.
Now you're going back to her place, right? And now you notice she's got a fucking tapestry above her bed. Okay. And what do you know about that? What does that mean?
That means that
you're about to fug, dude.
Fug.
Fug.
F-U-G.
I'm kidding.
You're that sounds great.
I'm kidding.
I don't think
are you
are.
Right? No. Yeah, it's good. If you see the tapestry in the bed, yeah. I made a rap about it, actually, a long time ago.
Oh, cool. No, I was...
Is that cool? Is that fucking cool?
The merciless cool? Roast. Oh, sweet, dude. Anyways,
would you like to rap for us?
That's see, the real question. To, and then I kind of like, it was like more of like I had a guitar. So it was like,
we've got a bunch of guitars right like, there.
If she's got a tapestry, I know she'll sleep with me.
Bob Dylan impression. Like,
yeah, right.
Solid Bob Dylan.
Yeah, and then I forgot the rest. It was pretty good though. I made a TikTok about it, and then like a bunch of people were like, "That's offensive."
Oh, you know what was crazy? Is you called me about that.
That's offensive.
You called me about that. You said, "Hey, dude, will you be real with me?" And I was like, "Yeah." He goes, "Could I get canceled because of this?"
Okay, no, that was the sideways nipple TikTok. Dude, people got really upset about this. All right, here's the thing.
Please describe the TikTok.
So this, oh man, I can't believe I'm going to this. It caused me so much anxiety.
Or just tell the story. Just
so
like,
I was making a TikTok about like hooking up with a girl one time, right? And she like took off her shirt and her side of it, and her nipples like went inwards, right? So I crossed my eyes like this and shit. And then
naturally,
which I thought was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
And like, did this really happen? No, it was just a story. It's a story time for a TikTok. I just wanted to get some fucking laughs, right? And then so I wake up to my phone and it's like really upset comments, right? And then they're like, body positivity, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, listen, this is not about body positivity. I'm all for body positivity. I do not shame anything, but like, it's a fucking, like, if, there's no such thing as nipples that go inward like that. And then my eyes cross, and everyone's like, seriously, dude? And so then I realized, and I did some further thinking, oh my God, I upset sideways nipple TikTok community.
Mm.
I mean, that's the only reason why. I mean, dude, like, that.
There's got to be.
There has to be some people that have that.
There's got to be. But, there's,
and,
yeah.
And I said in the TikTok, I said, I don't care. Bring those here. You think I care about a little sideways nipple action? I think that's probably fucking kinkier, dude. I think that's hot. All right, you have to cut me off.
You're just crossing your eyes.
This
looking,
is the kind
yeah.
of stuff I
the
want.
Cross the eyes was the joke. That was the effect for the TikTok.
Well, the whole point of that
and
story
none of it was real.
The whole point of the story was that's what he called me about and asked me, and
I was having a lot of anxiety.
You were.
Yeah, but I'm okay. Yeah. Now.
Thanks for trusting me.
Of course, dude.
It worked
really
out because
like
it went viral. And
you know, you got your thing going.
And you know what? You're all right, I think. But
have you been thrifting in shit recently? Do you thrift? Is that where you get most of your clothes or what?
No.
You have great style.
Yeah, a little bit. I do thrift a
Hold
little bit.
Hold that for the record.
Yeah.
Spencer's got great style.
Thank you.
Someone write that down.
Thank you.
He does.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Where do you get your clothes, dude? Do you have a Depop?
I don't actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Just selling by
there's
your
this,
own
there's
clothes.
There's this woman who you should hit up. She makes vintage reclaimed clothes. She's from Montana. She makes all my like bell bottoms and
oh no
classic
way.
Shit. Yeah.
Can
She's
I
awesome.
Also get them?
You for sure can.
Okay, yeah. I would love that connection. Actually,
yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
She's awesome. And then I get other stuff from thrift stores and
nice.
I just got a bunch in Hawaii. I just got a shit ton of clothes from there.
Nice.
Just vintage Hawaiian shirts.
That's the vibe.
Are you sparking up? Should we do this other? Should we spark up something else?
Should we tell them?
Let's tell them.
So I brought a couple of the weeds, the joints.
The joints.
I brought a couple of the joints.
The Spike Lee joint.
And I thought that maybe it could be funny if we. I don't always smoke pot, but when I do, I'm just super anxious and miserable.
That's a good joke,
so
dude.
I thought,
let's smoke.
Yeah,
well,
so thought,
in that case,
maybe we could bring it on the podcast.
No, the weed is openly welcome at Wen's Lunch.
Yeah.
And that's what's so weed is just so openly welcome though.
Well, because it's Christian, it's a plant.
Yeah, it is. A
you
plant.
Know,
I think but it's... in high school, my dad probably still thinks it's meth.
Did your dad ever catch you with weed?
Oh my God, it was like a competition we had.
Wow.
I was like, how many times can I get caught? No, but so what
happened? What would
was,
happen when you would get
so,
in trouble?
Well, so he, I was kind of a bad little kid. I had like a bong in my car, right? And he was like, okay, is there anything in your car? And I said, no. He said, okay, if I check, am I going to find anything? I said, no. And then he brings out my bong, right?
And he's like, an engine?
Yeah. And then,
ridiculous.
And then puts a trash bag over it. This is the most boomer thing in the world. Puts a trash bag over it and puts goggles on. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God.
And then he grabs a hammer, right? And he just smashes my Illadelph. I'm like, hey, dude, that was your money. Okay?
That was like, my jokes on you.
I don't have a job. You know that because you keep asking me to get one. Like, that's your money, dude. So he just smashes my Illadelph. So I had to go buy another.
Yeah.
And here I go, smoking the weeds.
As you're telling that story, just.
No, he doesn't care anymore. I think he gave up.
Yeah, I think that's definitely like a, I mean, dude, we're from the Midwest. Like,
where are you from in the Midwest?
Okay. I'm cool, dude.
Where are you from in the Midwest?
I don't touch that stuff, dude.
Where are you from in the Midwest?
Ohio. We're actually both from Ohio.
Okay.
We're both from Ohio, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, so like...
I'm just going to cough the whole time if that's cool.
Ohio's really fucking cool, man.
Fucking crazy.
Take your like, this drug shame... And just multiply it by 10.
And I think it's kind of like my dad's from Missouri, right?
Oh, dude, that's the same. So, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that, like, you know, like, we're West Coast kids now.
Yeah.
And that's just a totally different life than they experienced.
Also, it's just different now.
Yeah.
Like, than when we were in junior high or high school. Like, it is just different now because, and think about when they were kids, dude. Like, people were smoking weed every once in a while, but, like, now, everybody
dude,
does.
Fucking, like, 15-year-olds smoke weed now.
I mean,
when I smoked
bare minimum
13-year-old yeah, smoke weed.
All right, I was a bad little kid, I'm not gonna lie. Like I was always down for like to do the naughty stuff my friends wanted to do. And then so we're like 14, 15 and we're smoking out of like a Munster can. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's the vibe, yeah.
Well, because not only
were you skating,
you're also getting I was pushing Mongo though.
Shut up.
I was one of those.
He's pushing Mongo.
I'm still fine. That's why I don't step on a skateboard, dude, because I push Mongo.
Dude, Otto.
It's too pathetic for me, man.
Rock and power, you know?
It's too embarrassing.
I'll ride a bike.
Birdhouse, dude.
But I smoked weed out of a Monster can. I never really got high. But then the first time I got high was when I was like 16 years old.
Yeah.
And my friends thought it was a good idea to put on Shutter Island.
Oh,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
Dude, so I'm stoned. Staring at the wall for a little bit. First time I've ever been high. So I've had to excuse myself and walk to the bathroom. And then I stared in the mirror. And myself.
Wrong choice.
We're for 35 minutes, like, crying in the bathroom.
I honestly believe
crying.
You. Crying.
The most
you.
Anxiety I've ever had in my life.
Because you don't know why you have anxiety?
Well, because that was the first time I was ever high. I was like, oh, my God, my dad's going to find
out. It makes so
out,
much
like,
sense. You're, first time you're ever high, you're watching fucking Shutter Island.
Which you're watching a fantastic acting performance by Leonardo DiCaprio.
But you have to admit that.
So I never watched it again beyond that point, right? And then 2 weeks ago, I fucking threw it on for the first time, watched it. Fucking awesome movie, dude.
Yeah, no, I think we did that recently. I think we watched it recently, and yeah, it's amazing.
It's fucking awesome.
Like once you like get past it being trippy and scary when you're younger, and then like watching it now, you're just like, shit, dude. Everybody's so. Is Mark Ruffalo in that?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Honestly, not a big Mark Ruffalo.
No, I don't like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, but. He's so boring.
He eeks.
I mean, but I guess that's his thing. But he's the Hulk, so it's like, I don't know, man. He's a tough one for me, man. I really want to like him.
Who's your favorite actor? Do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. I mean, honestly, dude. Now it's kind of random. I bet on the Jason Bateman wave.
Think Jason dude, Bateman's hilarious.
Horrible so bosses.
Well,
I just watched.
And
it
then
the
when
day.
Ozark came out, I was seriously just.
The thing I think about
attached, dude, and I just love him, man.
The thing I love about Bateman is, it not once does it ever feel like he's acting.
No, exactly.
Like he's like, you know, when someone comes up to him and they say something that he doesn't want to hear, and he kind of like crinkles his like forehead and goes, "Yeah, that's why I'm here."
It's the same reason like you watch Curb,
right?
Yeah, it's the same. It's like that. It's like that. It's not acting.
No,
it's
he's
like,
just
it's
being
like,
real.
It's like that's how you just imagine they are in real life, and like I'd like to think that's how it Jason Bateman is in real life.
Yeah, we had Do you know the character Sam Dermody, in Ozark? He's the guy who. On the
he marries the stripper.
Yeah,
oh,
his
mom. I don't want to spoil. No spoils.
So we've had him on the podcast. Yeah.
No way.
And he told us Jason's just the coolest.
The coolest guy.
Yeah. Huh?
But also just like directs, writes.
Dude, he directed. Yeah, he
like
directed
does all the shit and like is really involved
dope.
In that. And I think that's really
That's so cool.
That's super
it's
cool.
It's super
yeah.
dope.
I'm
yeah.
high now. I'm just like, that's so cool.
It is cool.
It is cool, dude.
High or not, it's cool.
I mean, God, he's fucking cool. Hey, Jason Bateman, if you're ever watching this shit, dude, you know, aspiring actor.
Also, come on and chat.
He actually has a podcast.
Does he really? With Will Arnett and
I saw that. You're
and
right.
the guy from Will and Grace. His name.
And his
is
name is
John.
No,
that's two and a half. Men.
John Stamos.
That's gonna really bug me. Oh. It's his name is not that.
Right, the fact that I can't think of it. Much time on it.
Yeah, it's you know that guy. Anyway, Jason Bateman's fantastic. I'm also a fan. I get Bateman, Seagal, and Sudeikis sometimes mixed up. Not because of like what they look like or what their talent, but like the
it's
names.
The sarcasm.
Yeah.
See,
oh, it totally is.
And I already did that because. Wait, no. I didn't do that.
You thought we were talking about Sudeikis the whole time?
No, but both Jasons are in Horrible Bosses, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't screw it up.
Bateman and Sudeikis.
Yeah. Okay.
And they're both great. And also...
Charlie Day,
one of my friends.
Yeah.
A friend.
Sort of. We had a long weekend in New Orleans together, and it was fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
We rode together on the Mardi Gras parade float, and it was the funnest shit ever. And, like, I knew him from Horrible Bosses. I've never seen It's Always Sunny, but everybody that came up to him was a big It's Always Sunny fan. Yeah,
of course. He's the best of it. Have you ever seen Sunny?
I've seen like it before, but I didn't like. I guess
really
I didn't
like
realize
it
was that.
You would really like it.
It's DeVito's. It's awesome. Dan DeVito's in it, right?
Yeah.
Well, and he and Charlie are like they're the hang. Yeah, yeah, and they just get in
the crazy ones.
Yeah, they just get
insane. I mean, dude, what's the other guy's name?
Mac and I can't think of his name.
His wife is also in it.
The other guy is the one. All my everyone on TikTok is like blah 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 vibes.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone always comments vibes.
Dude, like, do you get compared to a shit ton of people on TikTok?
Yeah,
me
it's
too.
It's just like, dude, like I just kind of want to be my vibe.
I do too.
You know, it's like I'm not purposely trying to be these people.
Yeah.
You know. This is me vibes.
You know what it is, at least personally for me, it's when I do covers. I'm not doing a lot of original music on there because covers take off. It's people don't know how to attach an identity to you when they first see you.
Right.
So they sort of like. For me, they say I'm like other musicians or other actors or whatever,
right?
To help them like understand or whatever.
To help them understand.
Well, I mean, I'm a weirdo.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Dude, this is like the first time in my life where it's like actually like, I could like go out and then people actually are like, hey, yo, can I get a photo? And that is like the first time that happened to me. It was such a bizarre experience.
Yeah.
I was like, you want a photo?
Were you in a photo with me?
Yeah, I was like, boner alert. That's dope. I was like, that is the coolest thing ever. So I took it. And then it's just been happening regularly. I'm just like, well, I don't understand what my life is.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's a strange thing. It's funny because in that, I sort of relate to you in the way of like, that happens. That was a tough sip, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was harsh.
When we're on tour, right? That makes sense. Like if you're at like a Chipotle near the venue, like of course.
Yeah.
But I've been getting a lot of TikTok people recently for the first time.
Yeah.
In the airport, at this bar right down the street.
Isn't it crazy?
In Trader Joe's.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, so the first time it happened, they said TikTok. So then I was like, because I don't like LA, like Studio City people know I live here. this is like my home. Like it doesn't happen that much, right?
Yeah.
And so it's been happening more. So I've been thinking like, what's changed? Oh, it must be TikTok. So I asked them and they're like, oh yeah, I saw you on TikTok. And I'm like, that is fucking wild.
I know, dude. It's fucking
wild.
Crazy.
It's sick.
It's bizarre, dude. It's
I just
so
like
crazy.
Sing a song in my house and then someone asked me for a picture at Trader Joe's. What the fuck? With the mask on.
With the mask on. Look at us.
Look at us, dude.
Look at us, dude.
Going to Trader Joe's, maybe getting a picture request. Who knows?
I strictly start going to Trader Joe's just to get photos.
You like put down your mask and like kind of look around.
Yeah, that guy hasn't bought a thing in 3 weeks. And the one time I leave, I get the strawberry emoji. That's so fucking good,
it's
dude.
So fire, by
well,
the way.
I was talking to them about the food from Trader Joe's and shit. And dude, it's fucked up, man. It's so good. It's my favorite spot, man.
It is. By far the best. Also,
see, they should sponsor this shit. Look at us hyping them up.
They absolutely should.
Imagine they just sponsor you, but they're like, okay, we'll just give you $1,000 in groceries a month or something.
That's fine.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? You'd have a cabinet full of tequila.
Oh, yeah. El Espelonado. Is that what it's called?
Espelon.
Espelon.
Espelon. Yeah. Yeah. It's
Espelonado.
I'll take a fucking margarita.
Do you have Espelonado?
They're like,
Espelon?
You're like, fuck off.
You get mad at them for correcting your mistake.
I know Espelonado, brother. Yeah, make it a double.
Like, sir, this is an Arby's. You have to leave. You can't be here.
Oh my God.
Callback, Arby's joke.
Arby's joke.
Oh, man,
too
that
good.
Is an old one.
Yeah. It is time for an ad. Hey, today's episode is brought to you by Dezo. Dezo is not just your average spiked seltzer. It's actually pioneered a new category, spiked super fruit water. That's a pretty cool name. While all these other companies focus on minimizing impact, like lowest calories, lowest carbs, whatever, Dezo provides you with health benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, antioxidants. Also, this is really dope. They use gluten-free vodka, not some weird malt liquor you never heard of. With Dezo, you know exactly what you're putting in your body. Get respectfully wild with Dezo Spiked Superfruit Water. Also, listen up. Stop what you're doing. Do you like free stuff? This is huge right here. If you want some free Dezo, head to thefutureofdrinking.com and then click sign up for early access. All you have to put is your name, your Instagram handle, and of course your referral. Wins Lunch Podcast. And you, yeah, you could win a free giveaway. Must be 21 plus. Dezo, the official drink of Wins Lunch. Now back to the show. When we posted this our last episode together, we had a bunch of people that were excited that we were friends.
That you and I were friends?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
And me too.
And you too, dude.
And, oh, of course.
Kidding.
Of course, dude. Trust.
No,
I'm rubbing his
I'm
leg right now. You can't see it, but I'm rubbing his leg right
now.
Yeah,
it's nice, Rob. This is,
I'm always down
I think
for
people love when up. Worlds collide in any aspect in general, you know?
Yeah, that's why people like collab so much. But the thing about collab is like, you can only collab with a certain amount of, like, you know, it's like, it's got to, I mean, you can always collab with someone and be like, hey, we're both together right now. What do you think? But I did one with,
do you like it or
I did
do you
one
not
with
like
QCP lately, the pasta guy.
The pasta guy?
Yeah, like pasta bitch. Like we're crocking pasta bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we did our video because him and I are friends and everything. He's fucking awesome. But I was like, we were collabing. I was like, damn, this is a great, like, I like, we're collabing and we actually have personalities that are,
it like works,
going off. And it was so fun, dude. It was so fun. But sometimes you'll like go to like a collab or something there and you're just like, what do we do?
You're boring.
Can I ask you guys a serious question?
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
I was gonna make a joke, but we're gonna have to cut it out. No, so I didn't.
You have to ask me a serious question now.
Yeah, I
get no. Fucking deep, dude.
So I was just
ask me some fucked up shit. I'll just spill some tears. Go, ask me something fucked. Dude, just hurt my fucking childhood. Do it.
Oh, man. Now the joke has totally made me forget what I was going to say.
Come on. Serious question.
I'm going to ask you a serious question.
Okay. Ask me a serious question.
Shit. Oh, man. I digged into some deep, dark shit that I was going
to
ask.
I remember my serious question. You want me to ask?
Yes,
you want to go?
Yes, please. Yes,
okay. Please.
Please ask me to. Come on,
I mean, we can go wherever you were going to go, which I feel like is where I was going to go originally.
I don't want to fucking start getting emotional in the
Yes, that's the point. That's 1,000,000%.
I don't know if it's the point, but go ahead and we'll. All right, you ask the question. We'll talk among ourselves to decide if we want to answer it. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's more of a serious question.
You know, just go ahead.
So, and I was just talking about this with a.
Just go ahead.
Come on. I was just talking about this with a friend today, and in all seriousness, like, this podcast has helped me. Sort of come to this realization. But
Oh my!
No, it's only because I smoked pot. I can't be serious. Hold on. It's nothing personal.
No,
it's just like this podcast. And I fucking I'm sorry, and I'm like not even trying to make fun of this because no, I understand.
Just, Christian is unhinged.
All that went in my face, dude.
Christian is unhinged.
I also genuinely understand. There's nothing.
I actually
want
to hear what you were talking about.
You were gonna say this podcast helps you deal
with. I go. I'm down.
It's nothing to deal with. All I was gonna ask is, you guys were talking about collabs, and you were talking about just meeting different people.
Stop! I'm not. You're the one fucking laughing, dude. I'm gonna hear what you have to say.
This happens on this podcast so damn much. We get in a laughing fit and we can't stop. We just can't stop. Just fucking finish the question.
We've really fucking soiled this.
Finish the question.
No, all I was gonna say is that like
sounds so cool on the mic.
Part of
I know what you're talking about, but
hell yeah.
Wheezy.
What
did he say? F-Wheezy.
Or when this starts,
he's like,
F-Wheezy, baby.
Like, long as my bitches love me. This is me in like fifth grade, like looking at my asshole in the mirror for the first time.
Oh my.
I'm like, long as my bitches love me. Yeah, no, I don't know where that was going.
I understand.
Why did I drop that secret? Well, I'll tell you why. I'm this fifth grade. I'm like, God, I've never seen what my assholes actually look like. I fucking spread the cheeks in the mirror.
Listen, you told us a story earlier that would agree with that.
Well, hold
story,
on
so.
For just a second. I actually do want to hear your question.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm also sorry because I forgot.
We all forgot, except I didn't. But go ahead.
All I was gonna say is that I would love to hear your guys' opinion because I feel like something this podcast has taught me, and nobody fucking laughs,
okay,
is that at the end of the day, like, people are people. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a hard time, too.
No, it's okay. I'm kidding.
People are people. I would just get to it.
That's all I'm trying to say is that, like, when you collab or you meet people, I think it's easy to be, like, nervous or it's easy to be insecure because you don't know somebody. And I felt that way. Like, Spencer will have people on and I don't know them, and I'm like, oh, whatever,
dude,
you know, it's like...
Dude, I'm extremely insecure.
Well, like...
Well, I'm not even insecure, but I'm saying, like, it's...
No, I think we all are, yeah. but, like, the person that you're collabing with for TikTok, or we're having for the podcast, is just as insecure as
us. That's my whole point.
No matter how they seem.
Right. And that's been the really cool thing that this podcast has shown me, is that it's like... And this is not, obviously, downplaying anybody, but it's just like, oh, okay... You're very good at what you do. You're very talented. You're very whatever, savvy, but you're also just a person.
Yeah.
And that's been really cool to like realize.
That is cool, dude.
Yeah.
And like, I would say that's so true because like even like through like gaining a platform on social media and stuff and everything, you're kind of just like the people that you like idolized at first. Not like idolized, but continuously
just
like you followed and everything. Yeah. And then you like get to that point like, dude, like, it's like that number on TikTok. Like when I first started TikTok, right? I'd be like, dude, this person has 1 million+ followers. Like that's like a different world that I haven't even imagined yet.
Yeah.
Right. And then you get to that point. Right. And then you're like looking at all these creators, you're like, God damn, these are actually just fucking people. And it's
right,
so true.
Yeah.
And you just meet them and you're like, God damn, you're just a normal ass dude that is also kind of just doing the same thing I'm doing now at this point. It's
like
weird.
When you get there is when you really realize.
Right. 100%.
You're like, oh shit, I still feel the same way I did.
100%.
And I wonder if there's like, this is me getting a little like spiritual and woo woo, but I wonder if there's like, because I've always been the kind of person, I know we all have been, but like, I've always been.
That was a precursor and a precursor.
A double precursor.
I've always like a fortune cookie.
You do. Get there.
Listen, dude.
Get there.
I'm Chinese.
No, you're
That's
not.
Enough.
He
I
is.
Really am.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's half Chinese.
No way.
Probably like a third, but yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's just calm your
that's you hit that,
bump
dude.
The brakes, my friend. No, I was gonna say. What was I gonna say?
You gotta stop asking us, dude. You
gotta
know.
Stop asking you what I was gonna say.
You gotta get there, or I'm gonna take it from you.
Take it from me. It's okay. I don't think I was gonna even make a point. So.
Well, to your point, we just had an NBA player on who. His name is Meta World Peace.
Yeah, I know Meta World Peace.
Ron Artest, baby.
Yeah, so Ron Artest, like, so he's known as being like the brawl master, right?
Right. I've seen,
he's not like that.
I'm sure he's a nice
He's
guy.
Very kind. He's
the
very spiritual.
Yeah.
He's gracious. He's interested in other people. And that, I mean, that is the biggest example for me, at least, was like having someone who like you have this preconceived notion of.
When did he come on?
A couple weeks ago.
That's
three,
awesome.
Three
it was really cool.
Ago.
It was really cool.
Yeah,
it was,
that's awesome.
It was cool because I literally told him on the podcast. I was like, dude,
I played as you. Yeah. Like, I was you and NBA Live 07.
NBA Live, yeah, dude.
Dude, but also, like, I love, like, everyone, like, considers him, like, brawl master and everything because of the big fight that happened when he was on the Pacers, right?
Yeah.
It was the Pacers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, just the craziest fight. And, like, but, dude, at the same time, it's like, if you're, like, a sports competitor, right, and you have, like, high emotions, everything, dude, sometimes you got to fucking knock some fucking stuff
Well, and
off.
He, like...
And I don't blame him for that because as someone who played sports, everything, like, you get in that mindset, that's a different mindset, dude.
Dude, and we actually, like...
You know
went,
what I mean? That's, like...
I agree.
You can't... It, there's no, like... Not saying you can't be a good person just because of something that happened on, like, the court and shit like that.
It's wild that that...
You know what I mean?
That, like, followed him his entire career.
That's so... Yeah, because obviously people off...
Also, he was...
Dude, think, look at, like, Charles Barkley and shit. You think Charles Barkley was the biggest example for people? And now, he's, and now we're on TT and fucking everyone loves Charles Barkley. I love Charles Barkley.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's fucking perfect.
Well, and like, and Meta, like, even talked about that. He even said, like, it's such a misconstrued thing. Like, you don't understand the level of competition that is professional sports.
Yeah.
And guys, also the biggest point is he tried to stop. He laid down, right? Someone threw a drink in his face after, like, the first original fight. So
right,
he's like, you know what, fucking let's go.
Right, right.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, I'd be pissed, dude. I would be
fucking. How, like, how, you see
I'd
red.
Be up there twerking and shit. Fucking well, and like, down, and I, like my.
Right. And
my
I,
shit.
I brought up.
Twerking was not the right word. Twerking was not the right word to go in.
Yeah, that I feel like you're partying.
I can't believe that. Why did twerking come out?
I don't know. You're just,
that's a great
I'm
question.
I'm just sitting there like. Fucking dancing on the
Christian's
court.
Mad and he just like, grinds on like, some dude.
Well, like, Christian, he's a good NBA player, but god damn, dude, he's a good dancer.
Like, it gets overlooked sometimes.
Somehow that
it's
always
really good.
Gets lost in the sauce, but he danced very
dude,
well
he
that
was
night.
Throwing that ass back. You saw that shit, Sean?
Well,
I sure did.
Yeah, dude. Best game ever.
He even says that.
Actually, but Meta World Peace, if he might watch this, I'm a big fan, bro. Lakers.
I'm a
Suns fan when we play in the playoffs and shit, but
hey.
Other than that, it's cool.
He is the defense goat of all time.
And he, like you said,
greatest
he was genuinely
of time,
one of
time.
The he was super humble, he was super great.
Double time.
Goat of all time. Greatest of all time of all time.
Goat of all time.
Of like serious time.
But anyway, it was dope. And that was my entire point was that was a good example of like who this person is. But we've had other people on that. You don't know what they're going to be like. You were pretty much what I thought you'd be like. You were more down to earth than I thought you'd be like.
Thank you.
No, it's good. But that's great.
I'm saying that's good. Thank you.
But I also like. I also don't take your like. I take your TikToks seriously because that is part of you. But also like, it is you are spreading comedy. So it's like
right. Yeah, you gotta exaggerate.
You gotta exaggerate.
So I think some people know that.
I lip sync all of my songs
on TikTok.
I have never sang a real song.
On TikTok?
Not even my voice.
Don't put that out. Don't put that out there.
I looked at him like, bro, we're on the podcast. Dude. I'm like, dude.
My friend sings it for me.
Wait, dude, that would be so funny, dude. He's doing it.
He slays.
I'm just at the drums.
I just
like,
have cool hair.
This whole time, you look at me, you're like, dude, yeah, dude, I've never been able to sing.
Yeah, I've never sang once.
I'm like, what about tour? You're like,
nah, lip sync the whole thing.
Dude, no, you got a great voice, man. You're very talented.
Thanks, dude.
You're very, very fucking talented.
I appreciate you.
I'm happy for both of you.
Thank you, brother.
Can do very
can
well.
I ask you guys another serious question?
Oh,
sure.
God.
Only because I remember my earlier serious question.
Yeah, your serious questions sometimes don't seem to be as like sad as we think they're going to
be.
But
I'm thinking like serious. I'm thinking like, what's going on?
Who's the first person you ever saw who died?
Yeah.
Okay, died. So not so serious question.
Damn. I don't want to.
I don't want to jump into the conversation. I just want to make sure what you said.
Go ahead.
I was like, sheesh.
I just remember what I was going to ask earlier.
All right, that's whack of us.
I fucking hate that so much.
I hate that fucking, I'm not going to cut you off again. I'm just going to say this one time.
It's okay.
Fucking for everyone to hear. I hate that TikTok has fucking made my life melting brain forever because... So high, dude. All right, hold on. Give me a break. I hate that TikTok has melted my brain with the sounds and the music.
Yeah.
Because I just walk around my house just singing TikTok shit. Like, I don't have, like,
my
thoughts aren't normal anymore, I think. Because, like my thoughts are normal, but, like, my outbursts, like, where I just, like, walk around the house and say shit. Like, you know what I mean? You say shit like that? Like, you sing a song over and over, or just, like, say shit like, sheesh, or, like, that's your bossing.
Yeah,
shit. Yeah.
It's bad. I say
and
food is busting all the time,
story,
and I hate myself.
Yeah, and a story like, it has influenced my vocabulary and my, like, I'll just be singing a TikTok song all day. And I hate TikTok songs.
Yeah.
I feel like, I hate them.
I feel like TikTok, especially because of COVID and quarantine, like, it became culture, kind of.
It
you
did.
Know?
It did.
Like, there wasn't, there wasn't live, there wasn't live art to be had. So,
and that is not bussing.
And TikTok is the biggest addiction. But what was your serious question?
Oh, yeah.
It happened again. I cut him off.
It's okay.
No, it's okay. And I was just going to say, this is like getting kind of spiritual or maybe in the weeds a little bit, but we were talking about how we tend to idolize people, you know, like you look up to people and you feel like, oh, I'll never, like, how could I ever amount to that? Or like, I'll never be that person or whatever. And I've had like a weird, I don't want to say awakening because that also sounds woo woo, but I've had a weird thing happen to me recently where
Dude,
it was
get
just
a
like,
woo on us, bro.
I really did have like
stop precursing and just get there.
I had a real like moment where I like felt in within myself like, no, like you're enough, like you're good, like something good's gonna happen to you soon. Yeah. And because I've always been the kind of person of just like what I just said, like you, I'm never gonna be that person. Like I'm always gonna be looking up to X, Y, and Z and stuff. And I wonder if it's like, if it is like a mindset thing, like where some people just never get out of that and they only think like. They only ever look up, and then some people, and it's
a scary thing to like, I mean, I 100%,
because I mean, successful people, I mean, I don't think successful people look up to people. I mean, like they have respect obviously for people in their community.
I kind of disagree.
Well, I know they look up to people, but I mean like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think like Bruno is like, oh, I'll never like, you know, like,
Totally think he is.
You think so?
I 100% think Bruno Mars says, I will never be Elvis, but I'm going to try to, and he'll never get there because he just won't. And like, because he's not Elvis, it's not his path. Doesn't matter how big he gets.
Yeah.
But I think that like, that's what drives him to keep making this weird, funky, cool ass shit in everybody else to make their weird, cool thing.
Yeah.
Now it's important and really hard to try to get to the place where you can have that fire and keep kind of pushing for like, you know, that kind of, to be that kind of artist, but also be happy with where you are in life. And also, you know, like not make music your life. Yeah. It is our life.
Yeah.
But have 10% for life too. Like for happiness.
People forget for sure that living and being a person.
I forget it every day.
Well, dude, trust me. Like my life, dude, this whole year has just been anxiety, man.
Yeah.
It's just been complete anxiety.
Isn't it crazy when you do like get the attention or when you do have a viral video, it's the most anxious day of your life.
Yeah. And I think that's like, that's a hard thing to really try to gain control of because like this isn't like a normal job, you know, like making like just like videos on the internet just like isn't a normal job. And there's like such highs to it. Right. And there's like, I want that. It's never going to be enough. Right. You know, you hit a million. Oh, I want 2 million. I want 3 million, 4 million. But now I finally have like this like past like honestly like week, which I've already like I've tried just flipping the mindset, just being like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like it's fine. I'm gonna keep making the videos. I'm not gonna worry about just every little thing. And I'm just gonna just fucking ride this shit. And that's been so hard. Like this whole time, this whole journey through TikTok, it's like it's just bizarre.
Yeah, well, I think
it's not normal.
No, it's not normal at all. But I think like you'll find, and you probably have found this, it's more fun when you don't care as much.
And that's when my best content comes out,
dude. 100%.
And that's what I've been, and that's kind of like the vibe I've been taking. Because like when I used to try the most, like let it completely just take over my brain.
Yeah.
That's when I wasn't even getting the views that I wanted to get. You know
yeah,
because I mean?
People can probably sniff out when you're trying.
Right, exactly. So now I kind of just like start thinking like, yeah, I can use my personality. I can do like my little skits and things like that and everything, but just let it just flow more naturally.
And then
that's actually helped a lot and everything. And I'm finally starting to relax from what you were saying about the highs from it and the obsession of it. Right.
I feel like that's more of what I meant.
And
too.
I'm so happy, dude.
Yeah, you get way more happy.
I really am happy. I'm very happy about the TikTok thing, and it's helped my life. And I actually like. I love the people that fucking follow me, and I love that people say hi to me and shit. And
dude,
it's dope. It's a really cool feeling.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'm sure it is. Hell yeah.
Do you ever get like a DM that's like, "Hey, I saw you at Whole Foods.
You're right.
But you like, I didn't want to like bug you.
I know. I always respond. I go say hi.
Like
I'm like I'd love to say hi.
100%.
I want to fucking say hi. Like,
dude, yeah. If anybody says hi, it makes. By
it
the
makes
way,
me happy. Like, right. Yeah. I love your videos. I'm like, dude, fuck yeah, thank you.
It makes you happy. Plus. depending on who you're with, makes you look really cool.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, like when they call you Two-Turn Tony. And I'm like, oh shit, bitch. I'm like, I spilled my drink, by the way. That wasn't just normal. That wasn't just. But I was like, I was like, Two-Turn Tony. I was like, honestly, I'm just going to pretend to be fucking Two-Turn Tony.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay, one last fairly serious question. And it's strictly based off what you just said.
Jordan.
And I feel like I know your answer.
You're in the weeds. Go ahead.
I want to know your answer. What's so wrong with feeling cool in front of your friends?
I don't think there's anything wrong.
Who said there's something wrong with it?
Based off your reaction, you guys laughed, you know, and you kind of like blew it off. Cool. So I was wondering.
Well, we're
I like being confident.
There's some sarcasm, but it's
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love it.
Yeah.
I love being cool.
Yeah.
I like to think I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything
wrong. I'm a fun guy.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. And I was just, because, forgive me, I just.
Doesn't seem like you do agree.
You know what? It seems like you're a little fucking pissed, dude. No, I'm totally kidding. No, I love feeling cool, man. I like to think I'm a cool guy. I'm a fun guy.
You're cool. But, you know.
There's like, you know,
it's cool.
What's wrong with, you know,
it's cool.
What's up? What's, you know,
it's well, no, cool. I agree. And that's like my,
what
whole,
happened to
that
me?
Was, that's like
I was,
my...
I was in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was at my, this coffee shop that is
you,
like,
how long were you in Hawaii, by the way?
About a month.
Okay. A month.
So I was there, right. And there's a coffee shop that like, it's like one of the top coffee shops in Honolulu. And, I happen to get connected with the owner. So I meet the owner for a coffee. And just as I'm like telling, like, just like saying hi, this person comes up and says, "Hey, are you Spencer?" And it was just like it made me feel really cool in front of this like billionaire owner.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm proud of feeling cool.
Oh no, that's
see,
I mean,
and they gave me $1 billion. It was crazy.
Yeah, dude, you're so rich.
He's like, wait, someone asked for a picture.
Yeah,
here.
Hey, would you live in Hawaii off of just like, honestly, like, could you actually realistically see yourself live in Hawaii for like 2-3 years?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Really? Yeah. Absolutely. It's a different.
How's the nightlife?
Really dope. I didn't get to do a lot of it, but it's
because
it's,
you were on set.
Just like,
you
yeah,
or just hungover.
No, never.
It's probably not a good look.
It also just feels like shit.
Yeah, well, you can't really get to where you want to be.
No, it's pretty popping.
That's.
I could live there. It's a relaxing life. It's a very laid back.
I'm sure that
you forget about
the
rush.
Of people that are happier there is probably
no.
More
it's
substantial than
yeah.
You,
I mean,
you're looking at Ohio.
Or L.A.
Gary, yeah, Indiana.
LA, yeah. You'd be surprised because, you know, all of my Uber drivers or all people at restaurants, I would, you know, like there'd be like a white person, right? That was obviously they're not originally from there.
So does that actually bother some of them, do you think, if you're not completely a local? Or is that just that, is
no.
that, just that stereotype?
No, sometimes.
Joke?
But my point is like this person would be like in my Uber driver and they'd have like a thick Wisconsin accent. And I'd be like,
oh, no way.
So, yeah. So
you're
where, like, where are you from?
You look at him, you're like, Ohio. He's like, all right. You're like, dude, everyone's fucking killing me.
Well, but he goes, you know, like, yeah, I'm from Wisconsin. I've lived here for about 8 years. I just one day decided to move here and I did. And I have been absolutely so happy in the last 8 years. And that's everywhere. That's everywhere. There's people that
that's
are
cool.
from like Colorado that are just
and
like,
also,
yeah.
Do you think it just takes a certain type of person to really pack the bags and move to Hawaii?
Yeah, but
though,
that's the ultimate.
That's type of person.
I agree.
I mean, we wouldn't do that right now because of what we. But some people just say, "Fuck it, I'm going."
Well, if you don't have like a career that you're really passionate about, and if you're like,
and you're just like, "Fuck it."
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, like,
it's an awesome place.
One of the makeup artists on the show I was on, she is originally from L.A.
Yeah.
And she just wasn't happy here for like 20 years. And then she just moved and she's been there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And she loves it.
That's awesome.
Because she wasn't passionate. And then she found her love out there. And it's.
Well, dude, a lot can just happen in 1 year, 2 years.
Right.
If you move there, you know, something could happen. Shit just happened.
It feels like a whole different country, to be honest with you.
Really?
I believe
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Well, I went there when I was younger and it was
well,
just,
you know everybody there, right?
It was just crazy. I know most people in Hawaii. I mean,
most people.
I know most people everywhere. if you want to ever. If you ever go
if
somewhere,
you
want to
know a
like,
person,
if you ever go somewhere, just be like, hey, Christian Vierling. They'll be like, oh, okay, we'll take care of you.
Hey, you, Christian Vierling.
So
yeah.
Do you mind if I drink this Dezo?
Please do.
No, it's for you.
Wait, drink the what?
The Dezo.
The Dezo.
The Dezo.
The official drink of When's Lunch.
Yeah.
Please do.
See,
are you gonna double fist?
You can't double fist. No way. I'm too scared.
All right. You know
the spiked cactus water. Let's go for it.
Go for it.
Shouts to Dezo.
I mean, what do we got going on this next month? Any special plans?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Hawaii, spend a week there.
Okay.
Do a little rap party action.
Yeah.
Got a needle in my body, feeling good. Yeah.
Feeling a little.
You got some 5G running stoppable through your veins, dude.
I don't remember my name or who anybody is.
Or who anybody is.
What am I doing here? This is horrible.
Yeah.
I can't see. I haven't seen in 3 days.
I've never been vaccinated with anything.
You never had a flu shot?
I've never had one vaccination in my body. Even like the ones that they say like don't have mumps or whatever. You know, I just said fuck it. I'm not gonna...
The old don't have mumps vaccine.
I just said I'll roll with the mumps.
Don't have mumps or whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm vaccinated. I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah.
Not with COVID vaccine because I just haven't. I don't.
It's known in the industry that you're an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Well, hey, let that be known. I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
Isn't it bad that you have to say that?
I'm just kidding.
You just have to say it, but yeah, you are an anti-vaxxer. Yeah. So. I'm kidding.
No, so here's the thing.
You're an anti-masker.
I'll say this. I had this thing called GBS syndrome, and it makes you paralyzed. I was paralyzed.
Is this real?
This is real. I'm not going to go on the full story, but because I just don't want to, and I'm smoked. But that's why I didn't get it, because I didn't want to get that. But
fair.
But I got it. No, it sucked. But
turns out COVID's
so
not
I'm
fun.
Just like, you know? I had COVID when I first moved here. My body fought it off pretty well, and I was like, you know what? My body fought it off pretty well.
I'm chilling.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll get it. I don't know. I'm just scared.
You do have it, though.
I'm vaccinated. Yeah. Yeah, with the COVID.
See, and it's so interesting how we're beating around the bush with this conversation. Like, it's just like...
It's a scary topic.
Just like, I'm not going to judge anybody. Like, do you. If you want to get it, great. And
if you don't get it, you're canceled, dude.
I'm saying, like, stop vaccinating your kids and shit, you know? Let them fucking run saying wild. Let's spread
stop
disease.
Having kids. Just, like...
I'm kidding again.
Kick kids in the face, you know?
Yeah, that's... I'm not apologizing for.
That part,
I'm not
agree
with. I'll still fucking knock the kid out if he runs his mouth.
Amen.
When's the last time someone's genuinely been mean to you? Like, not even, like maliciously, like... young, like, teenager, like, hey, you fucking idiot, you look stupid or something.
Oh, the other day,
does
dude.
Does that happen to you guys ever?
Never. The last time, for real? The other
like,
day?
Some, like, bully has, like, come, like, in person and said something fucked up to you.
I was trying to pull out of the parking lot of Trader Joe's, and I pulled out, and I'm sitting there letting someone go, and this guy pulls up next to me, rolls down his window. Now, he's looks psycho. Like, sure. Looks absolutely out of his mind. And he's like, motioning me to roll down my window, and I'm like, what are you... So I rolled on my window. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like really going crazy with his hands. And he goes, are you going to fucking go?
Oh,
and I'm like,
my God, that's
hey,
so
I'm like, hey, dude, you got to relax. There's someone that's going right now. Yeah. He goes, you got to fucking go, you stupid. And I'm like,
are you serious? This is real?
Yeah.
This is
wild. All I didn't yell at him. All I did was go like this, middle finger, window
ooh,
up.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, shit.
I just didn't care enough to like.
I'm Mr. Dude, so.
Like, what are we gonna do? We're gonna fight? You're 65.
I'm Mr.
You're Mickey Rooney.
I'm Mr.
It really was.
He would fuck
I'm,
you up.
I'm
probably.
Mr. Opposite Road Rage. Dude, I found myself over the last couple of years just like kind of become like a little more laid back and not getting like altercated. Like
who cares?
Like, but like I'm like nervous of road rage. Like I'll drive aggressively and sometimes have to cut a person off.
Yeah.
But I don't like the confrontation of road rage.
It's just not worth it.
It's like scary. I think I'm going to get shot.
You literally could.
Yeah. Well, dude, people are fucking, you don't know who you're pulling up next to who's already like flailing his arms and being mad at you because you might have cut him off 90 miles per hour with his kid in the back seat. Like, who the fuck are you, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled up next to a serial killer.
Dude, imagine if you just like actually pulled up to Aaron Hernandez that night and he was just like, Bob, fuck.
He's
just
like, I don't fuck with you.
That's game over. GG, bro. Like, GG.
It is game over.
You just pulled up next to an NFL football player. Oh, huge fan, dead. I'm sorry if I'm being.
And he just blows your head off.
I'm like,
but that's something that actually could happen.
But that's something that happened. Like, we are living in a tiny, we're just in a tiny little not a tiny apartment, very nice apartment.
I'll say this. Spencer's got a nice apartment.
Sitting in your and we're just on a floating fucking rock with aliens fucking jerking off on us and shit.
You believe
and,
in aliens? And, are you an alien guy?
What do you mean do I believe in
aliens? Are we going?
Of course
let's
we
do
are.
It.
Oh, dude, don't give me an alien fucking
No, we're in.
Dude,
we're
of
in.
Course, what do you mean do I believe in aliens? Of course make, I
sure.
believe in aliens.
I just want to make sure you've said the credo.
Dude, you gotta be looking. Dude, there's reports recently of UFOs that the government actually was like, yes, that's a UFO.
Yeah, they're why the us, fuck yeah. is nobody talking about and, that?
Yeah, because no one actually gives a fuck that much. Like, oh, aliens, that'd be crazy. Yeah, oh, boo. But like, it's actually like, damn.
And there's
bro.
Aliens there, and they're like, oh, Joe Biden. And yeah. it's yeah. like, no, but like, look up, dude.
We yeah. did it, Joe.
The aliens are like,
I understand.
Have a sign.
And it's great.
Yo, who won? They're like, Biden. They're like, aw, oh, I just lost a grand. They're like, betting on it. It's like sports for them.
There is like a, there's like a
we're
decent.
We're just like going, I'm worrying about like TikTok and like, dude, I'm in a fucking, just like flying spear, sphere, sphere.
Spirit.
Sphere.
Sphere.
Yeah.
Sphere.
Isn't that a funny word? Sphere.
Sphere.
Dude, there's so many funny words.
Spherical. Spherical spheres,
divine
spheres, multiple
spheres.
You ready?
Well, I'm glad you believe in aliens. I mean, I just wanted to make because we have taken the credo.
I think everybody believes in aliens.
I think some people just like don't. Okay, the fact, the real proof is we're fucking here. Yeah. You think we're fucking special?
Yeah, I just think it's so small.
We're not special.
I think
I'm special.
Well, I mean, but that's like obviously me too. But like, outside
obviously
of a species,
me too.
I mean, I, you know, look at us.
Dude, okay. I dude, of course I feel special. I'm a model, dude. I'm a fucking model.
You see, the pictures I posted on Instagram
tonight?
Dude,
I'm a model. Ask me the last time I worked. Fucking never, dude. I'm signed with like agencies, but like, fuck, dude.
Why is that a thing? I was with a huge modeling agency. I did nothing.
You saw my last photo shoot. Like it was pretty great. I have the following. You know, I think that'd be getting more work. But
no.
And this is not shade at all. It's not. I'm just saying, like, there's like, you know, sometimes you know, you're not getting the damn work that you want.
That you won't.
That you won't.
You make me drink.
All right.
And I quit the booze.
As he puts his Dezo to his lips. And
that really felt, you know what that really felt like? That felt like that Goodfellas meme where they're all laughing. It's yeah. Joe Pesci.
I'm
and
clown,
like,
what do you mean? Like, yeah. fucking amusing.
You think I'm a fucking funny? And yeah. they're like, ah.
That Ray Liotta.
Like, yeah, Ray Liotta.
And then Ray Liotta snitches. He goes, you might fold under pressure.
And then he does.
He sacked, dude. Fold under pressure.
Oh, anyways, point being,
if I just ruined Goodfellas for you, fuck you. I don't care. You should have seen it by now.
Yeah, I mean,
you ruined Goodfellas for anybody. Everyone,
you can't ruin Goodfellas.
Yeah,
that's just fucked.
Wait, what? Wait, what? What happens?
I'm just glad we all believe in aliens because I think it's incredibly small minded to think that we're the fucking. You honestly think that you agreed with me? So don't.
No, I'm saying like that's what a person would be like. Is like, well, yeah. I'm the only person in the universe. There's only me, humans with fingers and toes, dude.
Well, what if the aliens kind of look like us a little bit?
They
bro?
Don't, dude. Okay, well, they might.
They might.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. Like, they can't because they're in those like little flying saucers doing crazy ass shit.
That's what we think.
Dude, you got to see this new. I know. I'm not being the. Dude, you gotta see this documentary. That's like, but this was actually a documentary, and it was like officials and people like, yeah, they even had Rudy Giuliani on it, like saying like, yeah, oh, there's fucking aliens, bitch.
But he out too.
Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani's also done some sketchy shit.
No, but he's also he knows like, all right, fucking. Your neighbors are talking during our podcast. No, I'm kidding.
We've gotten one sound ever.
Yeah.
It was from someone they
yeah,
were down
that
there.
That guy that yelled at me downstairs.
If you're true. That guy that lives in this building,
yelling at
dude,
me, and shit,
eat a bag of shit,
dude. Okay, well here's the thing. I don't know, like, no,
no, no, no, no, no. It's not worth
it. Let's dip it.
It's not worth it.
Let's dip it.
They get it.
Yeah,
they get it.
So, anyways, Rudy Giuliani.
No, okay, Rudy. Like, other, like, literally, like, you can look these people up. They were like government officials that work in this like secret fucking shit,
uh-huh.
and all the. Sightings were reported, all the evidence backing up the sightings. It's pretty cool, man. I think it's called The Unknown.
The Unknown?
Okay. Yeah. The Unknown, everybody.
On Netflix, or do you remember?
Just look it up online. I don't know.
I think I've heard of that actually.
Yeah, it's you have to pay for it, of course, because fuck off, you do. And it just sucks. Just do it. But like, it's insane. It's fucked up.
The best decision I ever made on this topic a little bit 2 years ago. There's a bunch of movies I never watched because I had to pay like $2.99 for them. I made a pact when I was at the gym. I was like, you know
why don't you just put your parents' cards on?
When I made this pact to myself literally on the treadmill at the gym, I was like, you know what? If I want to fucking watch something, I'm going to pay $2 or $3 for it. I get a coffee every day. Like, what am I doing?
Oh, dude.
So I bought every streaming thing there is possible.
You should hear my shitty justifications for fucking buying, dude. You're like, well, dude, you could have got a really nice steak dinner. It's like, do I really need to spend $50 right now for Wingstop on Postmates to come to my car? I'm like,
yeah.
It's like a really nice shirt. I wish I spent actually more on clothes than I did on just like other stupid shit.
Like, what's the stupidest thing that you spend money on?
You spend money on Uber. You spend money just like random things just like you buy. So fucking
goods
weird.
And services of some sort.
Well, you go out to eat so much, right?
How much do you think you go out to eat? Like once a day?
No, I've been cooking a little bit more recently, but in that's the good. But I can go on weeks where I do that shit. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I've been doing a lot of fucking Uber Eats.
Yeah. Well, dude, you know, it's not good.
I gotta be honest with you. I Uber Eats that Casamigos bottle here.
Well, dude, I'm glad you did. It's such a good alcohol.
Yeah. It's very good. It's very clean. I'm not proud of it, but I am proud of it.
No,
that's not a sponsor.
But think about it, dude. But think about it. You look good. You should feel good. That was actually my Insta post today. Is it feeling good?
It was.
For a photo shoot I just did.
And I had a sarcastic comment. I said, dude, I don't know if you knew, but your shirt's missing. Let me know if you find it.
I said, yeah, it was just the worst fucking, like, dude, your shirt's missing. I was like.
It was supposed to be like a third grader did it.
I messaged him. I was like, I'll see you tonight, idiot. Love it. I had an audition today. I told you that.
How'd it go?
It's good. It was all right.
For what? Can you say?
No, I mean.
You can't really say.
Can't say?
Yeah, no.
You shouldn't say.
But I just like.
I have one tomorrow.
And I'm just like.
Four.
I told you. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes some weeks are better than others.
Yeah. And sometimes you're sadder than others. And sometimes you're happier than others. Yeah. And sometimes you're angry than others. And sometimes you just got the sauce and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't.
That's going to get the noise complaint.
It really will.
Trying to round two, dude.
For sure.
I got excited, dude.
No, it was good.
I got excited. Was that's my audition tomorrow. Did it feel good? Did it feel natural?
Is that really?
Yeah.
It's for Remember the Titans 2.
You did not just do that, dude.
It's for Remember the Titans 3.
It's going to be in 2028.
You never saw it.
I never saw the second.
Cuba Gooding Jr. was the coach in that one.
Oh, no, dude. No, that's not right.
Wait, he would be the best.
He would be the best.
He would be the best.
Yeah.
Isn't he pretty naughty, dude? Remember when he like
Cuba?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, remember when he went to like it was like a year or two ago, he was like going to court for some crazy shit?
I don't think so.
No, I think it was Cuba, dude. I really think he was, dude. I know you might have some personal attachment to ski dogs, but I don't think the dude is.
First of all, how dare you? It's snow dogs.
That's so fucked, you know that.
Ski dogs
filmed by fucking trad.
trad.
T-Rex. The company Trad.
I said T-Rex because of my script today. I had to say the word T-Rex, so it's still on my mind. I'm fucking losing.
Are you auditioning for Arthur, the live action movie?
I was actually auditioning for I was gonna say something so stupid.
I can say this. No. Last week I had an audition for Powerpuff Girls.
Wait, hold on.
The live action.
No way.
And
what would you be in Powerpuff?
I got a callback.
Wait, what would you who are you auditioning?
JoJo.
JoJo. The girl.
No.
The monkey.
the monkey. Wait. But the monkey's son, but I'm a human.
Mojo Jojo. But
this is a fucked up conversation.
Anyway, the monkey son, but it's
I think
me.
I'm allowed to say it. I don't really care, but the real thing is I got a call back and then they hit me up and they said and we had a conversation and I wasn't nerdy enough for the part, which was a good
compliment.
A good reason to get it.
Yeah.
Not to get it. Not to get the job. Anyway,
you were just too cool.
I didn't get it.
Too handsome.
Good looking and singing and shit.
You went in the audition. You were like, yeah. Baby, can you sail across the sun? They're like, we're going to go with the live monkey. He's like,
we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars training this monkey. We're going to go with the monkey.
He goes, baby, can you sail across the sun?
They're like, okay, he's hot, but no. I'm
going to throw up. We're going to need a different train song.
That is so funny, man.
The train.
They're still going.
They're still running train?
They're still running train. Oh, I thought you were...
No, you don't get this shit.
That's okay. I understand.
Dude, that is the funniest thing you said all night. That is really funny.
Baby, can you sail across the sun?
They're like, yeah, he sounds great.
We're going to give it to the live
Not really
one.
Doing it.
We're going to give it to the live
monkey. There's a live monkey in the back of the room. Back of a room in a cage.
That's awesome.
I turn around. I'm like, why is there an actual chimpanzee behind me?
This is very
holy
dangerous.
Shit.
I was up to. That's who I was competing against.
The chimpanzee grabs a scroll out of its pocket and goes, "In the beginning, there."
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, he deserves it.
He's like, baby, will you sail?
Would you sail across the sun? And I look at the casting director. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
I saw that TikTok I look at you. I keep up to date with your shit.
Dude,
I got it. I do. I do.
I appreciate that. I've followed you for quite a long time.
I look at your videos. Shit. I look at honestly everyone's posts, and it's kind of funny.
Christian, about a year ago when you started blowing up,
A year ago I started.
Yeah, you did, right?
Like, yeah, 1 year ago, that's when I first started.
I started seeing you on my For You page, and I just thought it was like your sense of humor was just my sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I think I remember commenting once, just whatever, like something about the video being good, and you responded with, "Thank you, Spencer, period. This means a lot, period." And I was like, is that sarcasm?
Dude, okay. Alright, so I always do this shit. So it doesn't surprise me, no. It's like someone will say like something on my post, and they'll always say something like, "Hey, dude, I just want to say like your videos have like helped me," or some shit like that. Like, these videos rock, they make my week. And I always have to, because in my mind I think it's funny, but then I forget everyone else sees this shit. And whoever their name is, like, "Thank you, Spencer, period. That means a lot, period." And then I can understand from your end, you're like, "What the fuck is this?"
I gotta stop hitting the weed.
No, but dude,
that was some good shit right there.
I always do that to people, dude. It could be anybody, and I'd be like, yeah, like, thank you so much.
Period.
Period. You always have to add the period. Sometimes you gotta shake it up. Sometimes you gotta stress. You know what? Sometimes you have to stress people out. I think that's what like people don't understand. That's something I do good at. Sometimes you gotta stress.
Some fire.
You know, if your friend's just having too good of a day, dude, freak him out a little bit. Just, you know, just like,
how much money you got?
Just like confuse him with questions and everything. We'll be like, who are they? What? Or
who aren't they?
Or just say something weird. Just be like, act like you're like mad or something. Just some psychopath. just ruin
the,
some people's
the periods days. Are what really does it for me. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to talk in periods.
That really fucked you up, man. That really fucked both of you guys up. I filmed it on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
Sometimes you got to, talk in periods. Freak some people out.
Yeah, I just remember that was a thing, and I turned to my girlfriend. And I was like,
angry. Or someone's happy. You're like, that's great. I'm looking forward to it.
Something
you should be genuinely excited for. Like, you want to like, well, meet together, then we'll go out. You're like, that's great. I'm looking forward to it.
My
freak some fucking people out.
Yo, I got signed to this huge record label. It's great news.
Good.
Let's celebrate.
Yeah,
that's good. That's awesome, man.
I've wanted
it's like anger inside, yeah. Like jealousy.
Yeah, like I don't want you to succeed.
You really deserve that.
Yeah. All those endless hours paid off, didn't they, Spencer? Proud of you.
You give him a once over head to feet.
Proud of you.
You deserve that, huh?
Proud of you, man. You've really earned that.
The slow look away.
Dude, imagine just having someone that is just wants to kill you. I think I have a couple of those people.
Dude, we talked about this on like an episode.
And, like, you're just like living your life as Spencer, dick in your hand, fucking sitting on the couch watching Outer Banks.
Okay, that's accurate as fuck.
And little do you know, some guy has your address and is coming to shoot you in the fucking face, fucking like Breaking Bad shit. You don't know, motherfucker. You can have Gail written all over you.
Dude, we were talking about this on a different episode. Like, think about when you go to Trader Joe's or somewhere like that. Like,
oh, yeah. All right. We're not sponsored, by the way. All right.
But okay, we should be.
Clarify this.
We're working on it.
But we should be. And
if we just keep talking like we are, maybe they'll fucking do it.
They'll just be like, well, they sound like they're sponsored. Might as well.
Do we owe these guys money?
Send them $1,000 worth of free groceries a week
your
each.
If guys' podcast, I get something of that.
We'll give you like 100 from each of us. So you get
each of us.
$250 a month. That should do. So
$250 a month?
$200 a month?
For groceries, well, we get and then we get stuck with 800. Oh no, we get stuck with 900.
Yeah,
875 each.
Yeah, I feel like you should give me like 300 or 400.
Listen, we're making the terms here. Face,
I will give you 300.
I'll take
150 each. So we each make 850.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's enough.
All right, Trader Joe's. Should we tag him or something? Like this? I actually want to see if they see this.
Is Joe watching this?
Is Mr. Joe watching this?
I shouldn't say shit. Trader Joe's, did you see that?
I'm in for Trader Joe's.
What did you just say?
Sorry, I'm high.
What?
Like I was saying.
What was happening?
It's just what we were talking about the other day. Like, think about when you're walking down the street or you're in Trader Joe's or you're fucking literally anywhere. Like, anyone might be a serial killer.
Yeah, you could. Like, you probably walked by a few serial killers.
No, I'm not one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I think the chances are you might be more of one than not one.
Well, dude, actually think about it. If I was one, right?
Yeah.
If I've already gotten away with it at this point, that's crazy.
I mean, that's fucking. That's
like maybe we should hype me up.
I mean, that's pretty.
No, I am not a serial killer. What the fuck?
But exactly what a serial killer would say.
But you don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. Is like that's exactly what a serial killer would say.
I know.
And it's, I mean, but like, think about
this. Serial killer loves Dezo. Dezo, holy shit, this shit fucking goes.
This gets you ready for my serial killer.
The word of the day.
Here's what I think should happen.
Yep.
One word of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We wrap this bad boy up in a bow with a sticker on it that says full price.
Yep.
And then we head down to the old tavern.
We can do that.
I'm hungry.
Oh, I hope they still have food. That'd be really. I think it's till 10. I think we're good.
It's 9:30.
Okay.
Do you want to get food?
Let's do it.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Maybe a beer.
Let's do that too. Let's wrap this up.
Wow.
And I want to say.
Hey guys.
Thank you to our listeners.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Big shout out to our listeners. Big shout out to Dezo. Thank you for being the official Drink of One's Lunch. Thank you, Christian, for coming on.
Dude, I absolutely have the best time when I come
on. We have such a blast.
We really do.
This is literally.
Dude, this is our first time. I don't think they know. That's our first time meeting in real life, too.
Yeah, it is.
That's exciting as fuck.
It is.
We're all hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah, this is the second of many. I feel like should probably come.
I just want to come on all the weekly. Time.
You should literally come like whenever.
I just want to always come. Yeah. Just whenever you want, just have me come. I'm down to come. I'm coming. Oh my God, I'm coming.
You can. And that's why we love to have you.
Yeah. Well, dude, this is awesome.
You can find Christian at Christian Veerling.
Yeah, I'm literally just on TikTok and Instagram,
Just look up his name.
I'm just a nice, like, young guy.
Yeah, you're just a guy.
I'm just a guy. I'm a nice young guy.
Yeah.
You're just a nice handsome, 5 o'clock strapping shadow. Young guy.
I'm handsome, dude.
He's a handsome guy.
Let's.
Yeah.
My one word of the day.
Yeah.
If I had to choose. distinguished.
Ooh. Good word.
It really what it is a fancy way to say that I did a lot of stuff today. I filmed 2 TikToks today. I had a full studio session. I got a haircut and I had a podcast with my 2 good friends. So I feel distinguished.
Hell yeah.
Mine's kind of
I like it.
That's awesome. Mine's kind of generic, but it's okay. It's excited.
Nice.
Because I am excited for a lot of things coming up.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here. And I'm excited that just kind of where life is going right now.
Yeah, you seem like you got a lot of good stuff lined up and a lot of good stuff happening right now. And it's it's all good.
I'm happy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
You should be.
Man, those are both good words. I'm also excited. I'm going to go with
productive.
I'm not, what, I didn't want
to his, say. His is always productive.
I didn't want to say
always.
Productive. I had a good
You day. Said it multiple times?
Dude, said he it, said it like 10
I've
times.
I've said it probably, in I'm in double digits.
You can't ever repeat it.
You're right. That's I'm going to go with.
I know.
Believe it. I'm going to go with introspective.
Interesting. Why?
In a great way. Like I had a good lunch and coffee with a friend, and we talked about some introspective things, and had a good practice session. And then I feel like we've had a fun conversation. I don't know. It was just a it was a positive inner workings of my brain day.
100%.
Yeah.
Awesome. People really like to hear us all idiots talk together. And
yeah,
I'm glad we can continue to make it happen.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
how many more episodes are left?
Infinite.
Forever.
It's forever.
Honestly. It's forever.
We're just fucking doing this.
This is a forever thing.
This is a forever thing.
Also, like all this equipment you see, this is all Wins Lunch purchase stuff. Like we've got this from people listening and supporting and our sponsors. And
so awesome.
Yeah. Dude. So this is a hobby that we started with us holding two mics and has turned into us having like a full.
It's so awesome. So,
yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's so fun.
And it's not even about that, dude. It's about how much fun we have. So
I know that's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. Get to talk to some cool people.
Look at y'all, man. Look at you, man.
Hey,
look at you, man. What the fuck?
One final question before we gotta go get some food. But one final question for you.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. 3, 2, 1.
When's lunch?
12.
Sweet
Christian
and simple.
Beerling, baby.
Christian Beerling.
Hell yeah.
Woo! When's lunch? When's lunch? When's lunch? Oh no.